This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929, the topics for today, or if you have anything else for the matter. But let's see if we can focus on here. What?
Can I give a wake-up call real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
For all you people sliding in DMs.
What? Relentlessly.
Yeah.
Two is your max.
I'll give you three, because sometimes people are desperate.
There's no coming back from three, though.
But if you don't get a response in three, and I'm talking about when you're putting the full court press on. I'm not talking about just being trying to be somebody's friend, or maybe you liked something that they posted. I'm talking about, because I saw some messages, and when you...
I showed him my DMs. I showed him the individual.
When you're being aggressive, and you just ain't getting a response... You're turning it. You're now borderline. If you see that person in public randomly, you're officially a stalker.
You're creepy.
Whether you meant it or not, you're a stalker. So be careful.
Oh man, that's a quick threshold.
So what Bo's talked about is, I mentioned it earlier, there is someone that is in relentless pursuit in my DM. Someone I've interacted with in the past. Now I relegated them to the request section, so they no longer can see that I see their messages. So now I can just see that they're sending it and they're talking to nobody.
Yeah, I think banished is a better word. Because banished? Relegation means
okay.
they can come back. Banished
right,
is like,
well,
you're done. Like, you're
They've
done.
Been banished. They've been banished. Yeah. So that has brought us to the subject of whether or not, if someone's not answering you, when do you stop sending messages?
Yeah.
The other option for you today is Kirk Cousins appearing on Netflix yet again for the quarterback series. So do you think, is there anything he can do or anything that you might see if you watch this series that will change your opinion on him in Atlanta? So let's go to the lines right now. We've got Menti on the line. What's up, Menti?
Got it. Get it. Dylan. Wait.
Yeah, you already know what it is.
Let's go.
You know what it is. I have a personal policy not to float around people's DMs, because there's too much of that can come back and haunt you later on. Should you become somebody, a public figure, you have all these people going back years and years and years and scrolling through people's DMs and say, "Ooh, right there, you see, they said this, they said that, they must be like this." So I typically would not float around DMs. If I can't directly have a conversation with you, I just leave everything alone. Now, as far as Kirk Cousins is concerned, this is so characteristically an Atlanta problem. We have some of the most stupidest problems as a sports town. We have our backup quarterback as a co-star of a show, taking all the focus off of other things and putting them where they don't even need to be. This is a solely Atlanta problem. No other team has these kind of problems in Atlanta but us. It saddens me.
Phenomenal.
And that's why, unfortunately, I've always been a periphery Atlanta fan, because the letdown is just too much for me to completely get engaged, and then y'all let me down over and over and over.
Get close, but not too close.
Congratulations, Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Minty.
Yeah, great call. Great
Mike Mafia. I appreciate Minty. Although it's a perfect call for a Mike's Mafia member saying that they're afraid to fully jump on. They
thanks for congratulating on my child, but now I'm gonna come.
I will say this though. I agree about 95% stuff for the backup part, because he wasn't a backup when he agreed to do the show. He was a starter, but it is so Atlanta.
It is so Atlanta.
And Minty is right about that wholeheartedly. This is why I said earlier, Netflix is never allowed in the building again, because you were there the season Hard Knocks.
I was there for the season of Hard Knocks. I also got hurt. Like, I had a bad injury while the Bengals were in town with their Hard Knocks crew.
Can I ask you a question? When did you get hurt in 14? Was it training camp?
In 14, yes. Against the Titans, I believe.
But had Mike Smith already did the Falcons aren't tough? I say bull.
That's something players don't pay attention to, honestly.
Okay, so that's in the meeting, but that is what kind of got cast as that was the moment, and people kind of hung on to that for the Falcons on Hard Knocks, is that's Mike Smith talking about the trenches and we're not tough. And that's been this thing that's kind of was worn like an albatross until Marcus Mariota goes on Netflix quarterback and essentially quits during the season because he got benched.
Yeah.
And then that was what we were. And now we're going to have some drama on this quarterback show for Kirk Cousins. And it, to Minty's point, it's so Atlanta and it's so exhausting.
Yeah. I would be curious. And this is a question maybe for both of y'all. How much input do you think, and I hope it's a huge amount, how much input do you think these teams actually have in when these quarterbacks say, this is what I want to do? I want to go on this show. It's got to be
a really
good
question. Maybe something I asked this season. Right?
I think they have input only. I would say that I think the input is only when it's at the facility. So anything at the facility, they would have input on of how much is shown and what some of, you know, anything. It's probably a lot like the Hard Knocks contract.
I know we got to get back to the lines real quick. I do want to comment on his DM suggestion. I think it was on the pivot with Ryan Clark, where he was talking about the thrill of calling somebody else's house and asking to speak to their daughter or whatever. And he was like, I wish kids just for a little bit could feel the just exhilaration that becomes a part of, hey, Miss Williams, how you doing? Can I speak to Shelly? You know, how you doing, Ryan? Oh, I'm doing fine, ma'am. And then Shelly!
I feel like it's scary.
Isn't that wild?
I experienced that in fifth grade on the home phone.
It's not just scary, but it's not just scary talking to the parent.
Yeah.
Which I also think is good training.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's also, you know, that moment where you're like, you think Shelly's back there like, no, Mom. No.
Yes, dude.
I'm not here. Shelly's outside.
Shelly's busy right now.
And every once in a while, you'd get like.
She's in the shower.
Every once in a while, you get the awkward dad, and you'd be like, oh, she's in the bathroom right now. I'm taking a message.
I can't talk to you.
What? You taught her that?
Let's go back to the lines. We got Marine Tim in Ackworth. Good morning.
How are y'all doing today?
Oh, man,
good,
can't
how
complain.
Are you?
I'm doing quite well. I hope you remember that I am the person who came up with the pork chop.
Yeah, I got you, Marine.
Yeah, I remember you, Tim. Nice work.
We're using it.
I love it. Every time I hear it, it just makes me kind of chuckle knowing that I'm the one that came up with your future child's nickname. But anyway, my point about Kirk Cousins is I do lawn care, and we do Cousins property. Every property that has any kind of special instructions has it in a red note on our system, and the red note on the system for him says, do not talk to, do not wave, do not blah, 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 him or any person in his family. So all I can say is, from the, my perspective, he's a jerk.
Do not give him a microphone of any sort.
Unless you're on Netflix.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, look, there's some reason to that. You look, one of the reasons we're five draft picks this year.
Look, I think, to defend Kirk a little bit, I think some of that is just when you're at home. I'm sure Kirk Cousins goes out. They get in a lot of interaction. They're probably just just personal time. But I can understand that a little bit because some people can probably not know boundaries, and I know Marine Tim knows them, but I'm saying some people might not know boundaries. You know, they keep DMing people and stuff. They don't understand that, you know, maybe it's kind of not appropriate. Well,
and also to your point, Bo, it might be a situation where Kirk Cousins maybe isn't even the one making that booking. Maybe it's like his personal assistant, and they're putting that note on there just to maybe help protect Kirk Cousins. So it might not even be Kirk making that request.
You think Kirk Cousins has a personal assistant?
Look,
I don't know. But, you know,
and the only thing I'll say, and again, I don't know, which I'm sure Marine Tim is credible. So, but what I want to get across, if anyone's doing like a service for you, I don't know if it's just me, like I'm saying hello, or like the guys if I've had movers or something, I'm offering a glass of water. But again, that's just, you know, I don't have very offers.
I've always done that too. I'll offer a bottle of water. I don't do glass because then I don't want to take my glass home, but I'll give them a bottle. I got bottles of water.
I don't think they're going to walk out with it. Anyway. All right. Let's go to that's. You get my point.
I know,
all right, let's go to Daniel in Decatur. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, morning show family. What's going on, y'all?
Living the dream, man. Living the dream.
Real quick, man. If you don't get an answer after the first time, leave it alone, dude.
Exactly.
Because means if you don't get an answer after the first time and you keep going, that means you're a TB. And that doesn't mean Tip Blackman. That means you're a thirst bucket.
All right? Thirst bucket.
Thirst bucket. Let it go. You're thirsty, bro. She don't want you. She ain't got nothing to say. You ain't her type. And there might actually be some stand-up guys that might hit the DM that can probably be a stand-up guy, take you out or whatever. But it's the thirst bucket. It's the TBs that mess it up for the good guys,
the
right?
Bucket, okay. Man. See, he's got thirst a good
bucket.
Point.
But I think on top of that, point. I feel like hollering in the DMs is kind of, you know, whack. It's not whack, but it's you just not going to get anywhere with that because there are so many thirst buckets that are doing it to where it's just like she might feel like you're another one of them.
On the flip side of that
with Kirk Cousins, I'm going to be honest with y'all. If dude wasn't playing football, I feel like dude would be selling insurance. He looks like a salesman, which means to sum all of that up, he's full of it. He's full of crap. So he's going to tell you whatever he wants. He's going to tell you whatever he comes out on this Netflix thing and says, Kirk just gives me full of crap vibes. Okay. And I just, at this point, I don't care. I don't feel like he was totally healed from his Achilles. I just tore my Achilles back in October. Ooh. Dude, I'm still walking with a pimp limp. So I know how it is to wear, you know what I mean? They say I can't run till July or August, but I'm just saying, I know that kind of injury, dude, it's going to take you a while. I don't feel like dude was ever all the way totally healed, and he wasn't all the way right, and he wasn't honest about it.
Yeah.
So on top of that, you know, y'all take care, man.
You thanks, too. Dave. We appreciate
great
the call
from Daniel. And I will say, look, man, here's let me bite back just a little bit. Bo said three messages. Daniel says two. Daniel says one. I'm in the middle with two, simply from the fact that I think I have like seen like interviews of married couples when she's like, you know, he wouldn't take no for an answer. He was persistent or whatever. So I feel like twos, I'm there. Like, I don't like if one, like, you're just like, ah, man. I don't know.
Make it, you know, it's the, like he said, the, I guess, I guess thirst buckets is what he called them. So where it's over and over and over. I'm not saying that people shouldn't slide in DMs. We have modern technology these days. Not everybody's out. I like to stay home. Sure. I will also say my DMs are not, they're not popping. Okay. They're not where it's at. Well, it's just the random one, the random few.
A rando's so, popping them for you.
Maybe the random few, but
before we get a break.
I usually get, good job, young lady. You're doing great.
Oh, man.
You're doing great, sweetheart. Oh, so, you know, I get the dad crap, you know? Man, so I'll take it.
I do think.
If you're not an old man, please. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
If you're only an old man,
DMs
if you're rich.
Are open. No, I'm just kidding.
old man, if you're rich or not, right? I'm scared.
Yeah, if you're like 95, I'm ready to live that life. Yeah. I miss my blessing with the old man in the scooter at Publix. And, you know,
he could have made you a millionaire.
Ready to not blessings. Work anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
I will say that I don't think Kirk Cousins is fake. I've been around him. I've seen the guy do things off camera and behind closed doors that fake people don't do. And but I think we get lost in the taking care of yourself, you know, thing. And what he the whole thing at the Super Bowl where, you know, I wasn't healthy. There's so many guys that would have done that in that same situation, including a lot of us that are mad at him about it. That he took care of himself. He was trying to do what was best for him. And I think that's okay. Do we like how it went down? No. Did it help us? No, it hurt us. But in reality, the situation, a lot of us would have done the exact same thing.